Item number 12 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding a land exchange request from the City of Milwaukee involving Little Menominee River Parkway land located at the northwest corner of West Good Hope Road and North 91st Street. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Healy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this item, it's a little bit complicated, but I think it's really very straightforward once we can get you to have an understanding. We've been having negotiations with the City of Milwaukee for well over a year trying to resolve one of those little quirks of life that can be irritating and foolish and expensive. If I may, I need to approach the board to help point this out. But this is taking place on Good Hope Road and 91st Street. For those of you familiar with the area, there's a Walgreens store right here. But this parcel of land is currently part of parkland, the Little Menominee River Parkway. It comes through from south of Good Hope Road and meanders all the way on up towards the northern parts of the county. What you'll see here, if you can pick this out, this is the Little Menominee River right here. This white is Granville Road. It's a historic road. It's probably one of the original roadways in the city. A lot of times, as you're aware, those old streets tend to be diagonal and run from some point all the way out to the middle of farmland. Well, that was the situation with Granville Road. You see these two black lines. That's actually the street right-of-way for it. And I believe also that this was at some point in time a county trunk highway, but has now been conveyed to the city. So they operated as a local street. If you're paying attention, there's something strange going on here. This street actually turns and leaves the street right-of-way, crosses parkland, and connects to 91st Street at this point. Now, that's done. That's fairly standard traffic engineering. They don't like intersections that come in at 45 degrees, especially to such a major intersection. The tendency, and we've all seen this, is to take them and turn them and bring them at 90 degrees to the appropriate street so that there's better visibilities of cars coming both ways. But there's a couple things that aren't quite right. One, we've got a roadway here that doesn't sit within its right-of-way. So we could clean that up and modify these boundaries. But the bigger issue that got this whole thing started is this roadway has a bridge that crosses the river at this point. It's a very old bridge. To use engineer speak, it has a strong skew on it where you see normally you're like 90 degrees to the river. This one's at a really strange angle because of the way the street used to be. It's an old bridge. It needs a lot of repair work. The city had it on their regular list of bridges that needed repairs. They approached us because they knew they'd need to gain some access across our land to do the repairs required to that bridge. They had funding from the state through the bridges program. As we had that dialogue, basically the question came up with, why are we repairing, rebuilding a bridge that really doesn't have much function anymore? And that's a pretty good question, I think, to ask the government in this day and age. The roadway here goes up the street, runs into Calumet Road, and swings right back out to 91st Street. So in its day, it had a big function. Vince of High School is up here. But right now, there is very little traffic on here. And part of the problem is the southbound traffic has to come out, sit here at a stoplight, a stop sign. The stoplights here actually cue cars back a couple of blocks typically. So they have to sit and wait for an opportunity to go right. There is no break in the median so that they could go left. So anybody southbound has to go this way. If you want to get northbound on it, you can't really get to it either. You've got to do a loop and come back here. So it's a road that had its purpose. Now it no longer does. And there's about a $2 million bridge sitting there that I think we can put to better use. So our dialogue was, first, well, maybe we can just make the street go away and dead-end it back in here. There's a residence in here, surrounded by a parkland. There's residential development out here. And the thought was, well, you could, but you still need to provide access, so you'd be building a cul-de-sac here, which serves the purpose, but isn't really very functional. The more we talked, the more we fought, it made more sense to take the street and realign it, and that's what this black line is a proposed realignment. Make the street come out, connect to Good Hope Road, which is really where the traffic wants to go, and eliminate this section of road through here, that bridge, and this piece of road here. It does several things for us. One, our parkland is, if you will, bisected by this right-of-way street and bridge.
the environmental corridor, everything's impinged upon. If we can make this street and bridge go away, it basically turns all of this into a continuous corridor of parkland. And one thing I did mention is we have our Oak Leaf Trail, which has been recently reconstructed, comes through here and moves on up the parkway. You can see it. So we'd be getting a continuous corridor of parkland with the ability to have safe transitions, bicycle traffic through there. And what the county, what we're really talking about here is a potential land swap with the city of Milwaukee. We hope to bring this back next cycle for action with an intergovernmental cooperation agreement. But to simplify this, we take this strip of parkland, again, here's our current boundary, and give this piece to the city of Milwaukee, dedicated as street right-of-way for new street purposes, build a road that looks like this. The city would then, in turn, release all of this and deed it to us as parkland. So what we end up getting is a contiguous piece of parkland, roadway gone, bridge gone, and bridges are not just a maintenance thing, but they cause problems with flooding, backup waters, and major storm events. It's great to have a bridge gone. Not to mention the cost savings from not repairing it now or into the future. And then there'd be a new street connected out here that has all the functionality. We get great, meaningful parkland. We peel off a little bit. Right now it's looking as if it's kind of a wash in terms of the acreage, maybe about 2 acres going each way. We get made whole. We get more meaningful stuff. The city builds a new street. They've agreed to waive the special assessments at cost that normally would come to us as an adjacent property owner to build that street. So, in essence, what's in front of us, what we hope to bring back next cycle, is an agreement to swap these parcels of land with the city. No money involved. They would build the street. We would dedicate the right-of-way for the street. They would vacate this. Then, utilizing funding from the DOT, remove the bridge, restore the stream banks, and help to recreate this natural corridor here. And then, since this would all be gone, they'll rebuild those portions of the bike trail that needs to be done. Pretty slick solution, if I do say so. It's had a lot of discussions. We've had the highway department's engineers looking at just how the geometry would work and all of this. We've got floodplain issues in here. We've got wetland issues. This is a really good alignment for the street, in my opinion. And we're this close with the city. We're working on a draft intergovernmental cooperation agreement that would lay all this out. We'd like to be back next cycle, and we wanted you to have a chance to understand this before we brought it forward.
Questions? Supervisor Alexander, Supervisor Stamper, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This area lies within my district. I'm very familiar with it because I walked it during the campaign season. I just want to add a little bit more information to what's already been presented to kind of put it into a greater context as well. What you don't see on the map, where you can see sort of the residential homes in the top left corner of the map, is that that whole subdivision is one of those numerical homes, really nice, big, beautiful homes that are popping up like desirable weeds. And the area to the left of the proposed road is, I think, farmland right now. I don't know if it's actively being farmed, but basically farmland. And it's my understanding that land is also slated for future development, similar to the numerical homes. So I would expect that as this area continues to keep budding and keep building up, even if there was some reason to not go with this specific plan, the roadway there is going to need to be rebuilt because of all of the excess construction traffic that's going to continue to go through there, as well as the new homes going up. I'm supportive of this plan change. I've been there in person. I've also talked with the city and the aldermen, and they're supportive of it as well, and there has not been any residential opposition from my constituents on the plan either. Thank you,
Very
Mr.
Good.
Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a great plan. What street is that right there? Where it go up with the curve, where it starts from the top of the screen? Go up somewhere.
Where the houses are?
Yeah, right there. What street is that?
It's going into the residential development. I don't know the name of the street.
Okay. It is a residential street, yeah. Just serving those residences, yeah. And it doesn't really even have any traffic.
Around the houses back there.
Yeah, these are all new homes all through that development.
Where's Vincent in relation to that?
I'm sorry, if you just follow Granville Road out, I need about that much more distance. Granville Road turns off the Calumet and business is right there at the bend, so less than a half a mile north and west.
You know how you can take that side street to get to Vincent? Does that affect that?
No, actually, the only effects are what you're seeing right here. We would reconnect with the existing road at this intersection, and everything that there stays that way. So it really doesn't change anything. The traffic can still move through. Everybody can still get to it. And the reality is this street will really only serve as residential properties. Vincent, the high school, the school buses will probably all use Calumet and 91st Street.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I can answer that question.
Please.
That street where you see the loop and the actual rooftops there, it doesn't even have a name on the maps yet because the houses are that new. When I last walked through the area, some of the houses were still like vacant and having countertops and that brought in. But it does connect with Greenwood Terrace and Tupelo Court, or going around to Tupelo Court. And then Vincent High School is a little bit north of there, just north of Everett's and Granville. So that shouldn't, this proposed change, if anything, should improve access to Vincent rather than anything else.
Thanks for that clarification. Supervisor
Mount Zion Drive, forgive me. It's
there
on the other map.
Supervisor Haas.
Yep. You stole my amazing answer. I was going to deliver. That's okay. So how does the Oak Leaf Trail currently cross Good Hope Road? Does it cross or over
others? The way we always try to do it, our preference is to, if possible, do underpasses under bridges. Unfortunately, many times they're not high enough and out of the river. Preferred is completely off-road, but when we cross a major street like Good Hope Road 91st, the preferred alternative is to bring you up to the signalized intersection. This is our Oak Leaf Trail here. Regardless of where you're coming from, you get to this point. You're ready to dismount your bike, act as a pedestrian, use the traffic signals to cross when you get a break, then get on the new trail and continue on. So it's known as an at-grade crossing, and it's probably the third safest way that we can do it. And we have the advantage of this intersection being right there. Yeah, one of the other things that I guess reminded me of, there's a lot of things we've looked at. We look at different alignments, the possibility of creating additional lots, but what we're working with the city on is one of the things that's missing. This has all been reconstructed, the bridge on Good Hope Road. There's a sidewalk on the south side, but there really isn't on the north side of the street. So one of the things we've asked the city is not only to make us whole with reconnecting the Oak Leaf Trail here, but to potentially pave that wheelchair ramps at the intersection here, is to pave a sidewalk along the north side that would connect to this street, which is basically residential, so that in the future, people have a way of either going to the north and getting to the parkway or down here to walk to the Walgreens or get on the trail and utilize that. It helps to provide a crossing of the river and avoid about $1.5 million pedestrian bridge.
Excellent. Is there going to be a stoplight at the Good Hope and the new Granville Road?
My understanding, Supervisor, is that it would be a stop sign.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that they'll just wait for a break, a pulse in the traffic, and then can only turn right and go westbound. This is what's known as a right-in, right-out, because there's no median break. So westbound traffic can turn and go up the street, southbound can come out, but if you wanted to go eastbound, you'd have to come out and do a U-turn at the break.
Okay, very good.
There.
Okay, and what happens to the old Granville Road then? That's going to become part of the parkland?
It would become parkland. The pavement, the stone base, would be removed. It would be we'd have them reseed it in native vegetation, take out the bridge. Then they can regrade the abutments and all that and make the river flow better, better hydraulics, and it'll read as parkland. Hopefully, we won't know it's there.
Fantastic. Well, see you later, old road. Thanks.
It certainly sounds like a win-win from the city's and the county's point of view. If there's no further discussion, no further questions by committee members, that item also